Welcome to the online version of Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. I am so grateful to be your pastor, and I do have a lot of thoughts, and I do pray. That's a wonderful thing, right? You know, I've been thinking, life is confusing. Did you know that? It is really confusing at times. Where can we turn for answers? Where can we get wise counsel? Where can we get sound advice? I got a suggestion, the book of Proverbs. It's a good place to start. And it is a guidebook for wise living in modern times. As old as that book is, it is right on the money for modern times. Because it's made up of timeless truth that apply to all generation. In Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, it says, in the New Living Translation, it says, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit snaps a person's strength. Boy, oh boy, how true that is. I find interesting that a lot of things have been written about happiness, about joy, about challenges in life. And in the late 19th century, there was a man suffering from deep depression. He went to see a psychiatrist. For 2 hours, he poured out his soul, trying to desperately to explain the sense of futility that overwhelmed him. He hoped fervently that as he talked, his feelings of emptiness and desperation would somehow depart from him along with his words. He described his drained emotions and state of constant turmoil, begging the psychiatrist to say or do something that would help him release from his misery and bondage. Well, the psychiatrist did what psychiatrists do. He listened very knowingly. He heard the same story many times before from other folks. In fact, he shared many of the same feelings himself, but he just passed them off as hazard of his profession. He said, I'm going to prescribe a rather unorthodox remedy for you, he told the man. I want you to go and visit the circus. The man looked up inquisitively and he said, yeah? What am I going to do with the circus? He said, you need to laugh, the psychiatrist said, and the circus is the best place to do that. I don't really think that'll help me, the man said. Nonsense, the psychiatrist said. I went there myself recently. I experienced some of the same things that you're experiencing, and the whole experience was like tonic to me. And the man kept saying, but you see? But the psychiatrist didn't let him answer. He said, I want you to go and see a particular humorous fellow. There, a man by the name of Grimaldi. He's a clown. Surely you've heard of him. Oh, yes, the man said, but, and then the psychiatrist wouldn't let him finish his question. He said, why, he can make anyone laugh. And I promise it'll do you much good to go see him. The psychiatrist looked at his patient, whose sad eyes were beginning to form large tears. You don't understand, the man tried to tell you, Mr. Psychiatrist. Oh, he says, of course I do. I spent 2 hours listening to you, and you're suffering from depression. No doubt about it. You could use something to make you laugh. Go and see this fellow, Grimaldi. Finally, the man was able to get a word in edgewise. He said, I am trying to tell you, sir, I am Grimaldi. Those antics you see are only a performance. That smile is painted on. Inside, I am miserable and an empty man. Wow. I just found that as an interesting story because there's a lot of times as we in society and people of God too, we have those kind of challenges. We laugh on the outside or we smile, but on the inside, we're really hurting. You know, happiness is one of those emotions, But is it an emotion, or can happiness be a permanent state? The Bible says it can be both. There's happiness that reacts to happenings, which sometimes are temporary and volatile. And there's happiness that overrules happenings, which is strong and lasting. Happiness based on happenings is part of life. But if that is all we can count on, we have to keep feeding ourselves with events that keep us upbeat. Those who know the joy that comes from God don't need happenings to keep them happy. They learn how to develop that inner joy because they know that no matter what happens, God offers a hope and promise. I love that one scripture and the little songs that are related to the scripture. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And then you clap. The joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, it's just wonderful to be able to know that true, lasting happiness can be ours. That peace that passes all understanding. And how can we do this? We can do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus. Jesus was willing to die a shameful death on the cross because of the joy that he knew would be afterwards. Well, you know, we call that Good Friday, and that's when he was hanging on the cross. How can you get joy out of being hanging on the cross? Well, we know. Resurrection Sunday was coming, and Resurrection Sunday happened. I know you say, okay, preacher, well, how can I be all this happiness when you have a lot of difficult circumstances in my life? Well, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 and 10, Paul said this. He says, since I know that it's all for Christ's good, I am quite content with my weaknesses and with my insults, my hardships, my persecution, and calamities. And I love this, what he said then, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Don't be surprised at the fiery trials that you go through. Strange things happening all around us. We're living in a world that is absolutely 100% crazy. But you know, the joy of the Lord is our strength and our hope, because we know that we can handle anything because of the blessed hope. Because if you only have this life to look forward to, you're going to let these circumstances just crush you. But you know that there's something much better ahead. And it is possible to be happy when you have no material blessings, no physical blessings. You say you can? Yeah. And it says in Matthew 6:19-21, don't store up treasures here on earth where they can be eaten by moths and get rusty, and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven where they'll never become moth-eaten or rusty, and where they'll be safe from thieves. Wherever your treasure is, there your hearts and thoughts will be also. Oh, I know material things and all the blessings that we have and all the challenges and stuff that we go through. But I am convinced, as I paraphrase what the Apostle Paul said, if we only had this life to look forward to, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. But because of the death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ, we have eternal life. That's why he raised from the dead, to show us that he broken that bondage over sin and death. So, happiness is only a state of circumstances, I guess. A lot of things make us happy. But true happiness comes with a love relationship with Jesus Christ. So I hope and pray that you're having a good day. And thank you for just letting me ramble a little bit and share that story that I found about that clown that said, oh, that smile was only painted on my face because inside I'm a miserable, miserable person. Do we do that? Sometimes I think we do. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We have a lot of prayers that we lift up here in the church. And we had a little praise report on Sunday with Jim Spafford's daughter, Annabelle. If you remember, she was one of the young people that was up in the Northeast. There was a lot of young people that were getting brain tumors or brain bleeds. And when Jim was here at Easter, he shared with us that she was going through that. And Sandra Willis, one of our members, is worked with Annabelle's grandparent, one of her grandparents. It's amazing how small our world is. And they had told her that she had went home this past week. Well, Father, we thank you and praise you for prayers. And we close this little segment with the prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples. Because it's an important prayer that all of our prayers line up with. The prayer that Jesus taught said this: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. That's the key. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, I hope and pray you're having a wonderful day.